MoneyWeb now, on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Chatting now with Kuki Koyman from Denker Capital. Kuki, appreciate the early morning time. I want to dig into to the banks, but I want to first kick off with Capitec, who've sort of the late results because they've got a slightly out of sync year end and mid year. Lots of big numbers. The one that struck to me, however, costs up 32%, cost to income 45%. I always knew their cost to income was rising. I was surprised that how that soon. Your sense, is that a structural issue or perhaps a one-off more sort of pandemic related?
Yeah, I think, Sam, you're right. I think it's a bit of both, slightly pandemic related, but I think also, the result is good. The environment is still tough. They had big reserve releases, so I think they accelerated costs and spending. To be able to afford the spending now while they have this big reserve release. But you are right, there is an underlying structural issue that they are spending a lot, and that we see globally. Every bank in the world is spending a lot on tech, and as we call it, fresh tech. more money on new apps rather than, maintenance. And so I think they try to get it out of the way, prepare the way going forward, especially on the business banking side. You've got Michael Jordan with Bank Zero coming in. So I think they said we've got to make sure we stay ahead of the game. And look, if you look at, you're right, the cost to income ratio has deteriorated because of the spend, but I don't think we'll see this type of spend going forward. But the fee income has been really their strong point. And that has really grown as they keep on adding new clients, and those new clients are doing more swipes, as we call it. A lot of the clients they still adding are at the middle lower end of income table, so they are more transactors than using expensive wealth management products. So activity, economic activity is very important. And so what we expect going forward, as the economy picks up, you'll see the transactional volumes of Capitec picking up, and then the fee income will come through even stronger.
Yeah, and that should take some of that 45%. I take your point. You suddenly had that money flowing in, spend a bit of it while it sits there and sort of get ahead of that curve. And I love the fresh tech phrase. If we go to the sort of broader banks, results are all out. We certainly saw dividends are back after Prudential Authority asked no dividends. First Rand and Capitec dividends are above pre-pandemic. Broadly, the set of results. I mean, I thought, considering a pandemic, considering the lockdowns, the job losses, the income losses, the banks have come through fairly strong.
Yes. Now, look, the one thing, and unfortunately, we've got to still thank the regulators. I always dislike thanking regulators, but no, they've done a really good job post 2008 globally, and really forced banks. Look, the real saying after 2008 was, we never want to be in this situation again, where the global economy, or it was more the developed market economies, were at risk of falling over because of the banking system falling over. And so the regulations put in place and the accounting changes like IFRS 9 forced the banks to have very high capital levels and reserve preemptively. So what banks had to do last year during the lockdown, they had to do an economic forecast and reserve on the basis of that. Now, as we now know, as lockdowns ended, those reserves were unnecessary. The economy rebounded and the bad debts didn't come through. So it showed that the banks were cautious and good in the lending. And I think that going forward now is going to stand in the sector's favor, in that they overcapitalized, but they are well capitalized, not all of them overcapitalized, and they've still got sufficient reserves, which means A, they can grow. That's very important. So there's enough capital to grow and to pay good dividends.
Yeah, it certainly, and the banks are good, and as you say, the regulators really have sort of beefed up that since the 2008 crisis. If we look at the big four, the big five, the big six, and we've got so many these days, if you put Investec in there, they're all looking good. They're all fairly well. Typically, folks are most people I speak to, it's all about First Rand. That's the preferred. Is it as simple as First Rand is the better of the bunch?
Yeah. That First Rand management team still, you know, the legacy of GT Ferreira, Lodi Dippenaar, Paul Harris, mm-hmm. yeah, and then you had Jan Berger and Siswe. I mean, they had a phenomenal management team that have left guys like Alan Pullinger. They just grew up in the shadow of these guys and learned and just the culture. So the wise thing they did, they saw this whole, what is now referred to as platform banking or ecosystem. Mm-hmm. They saw this way ahead of everybody else and prepared the bank for that. So they see so much data of their clients, and that's corporate, commercial, retail clients, that they can use that to, in terms of their offerings, in terms of their pricing, in terms of what they do. And so it's really their systems that has allowed them to do so well. Look, in between, they also, it was criticized at the time, they bought Aldermore in the UK.
Yeah.
And that helped out Donovo, the Motonovo, that was struggling in the UK. So they put those two together. Motonovo lacked funding. Aldermore had sufficient funding. So they got an offshore arm, which is working. The other banks, and by the way, you can see this in the fee income growth over the last 5 years, where First Rand and Capitec have continued growing fee income. The other banks have actually gone sideways. Absa looks as if it's dipped, but that's an insurance. They include insurance income there. So First Rand, just on the numbers, are just doing well. And they held back during the pandemic. The loan growth was a bit below the others. And so they opening the taps again, so to speak. But First Rand is the most expensive of them. Well, I'm sure you'll come to that at the end.
Yeah, no, that was going to be my next point. I mean, First Rand is the best bank, but you want the quality. You're going to have to pay up for it. And if you want the cheap ones, you're going to get perhaps slightly less in terms of quality. And that is the trade-off as an investor.
Yes, yes. I mean, I really like what Nedbank and Absa are doing. And also the management teams, you can see in both cases have pulled together different reasons, but and they're working hard, but they're just behind First Rand and Capitec and have to play catch up. I mean, Absa are releasing a new strategy. Well, they're taking mm-hmm. that to the board, and so they're a bit behind. On you can see the percentage of clients that actually use their apps is the lowest of the banks. And that could be a feature of the type of client they have, or just could be the applications. Nedbank has been spending a lot of money on Avo and things like that and starting to come through. But you can see it on the tech, but not on the numbers yet. So, you know, both of them are actually very cheap. So maybe the gap between the valuations of Nedbank and Absa versus Capitec and First Rand are such that Nedbank and Absa will, you know, for a while perform simply catch up in the valuations. And then you've got Investec. I mean, that team post Stephen Kosoff and Bernard Kanter leaving and IPOing out a part mm-hmm. of their 91 stake. Those guys have really, under Farnie Titi, have come through, and specifically in the UK, they did some harsh cost cutting. They had a lot of one-offs when they closed, you know, less profitable units, and the loan growth there in the UK was actually really strong, 9%, which is analysed could be something like, let's make it 20%. Which, if they keep the costs flat, you know, that opens those jaws in the UK, where, as we know, economic growth is picking up strongly. Investec, don't ignore Investec. It's also actually very, very mispriced cheap at the moment.
Okay, got you a whole bunch there. We'll leave that there. It's quick a comment. Denker Capital, appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists.